Morning trading is underway at the recently built fish market on the banks of the White Nile in the town of Bor, and business is picking up. Women sellers stand in a corrugated iron-roofed area behind neatly stacked piles of fish lined up on white-tiled concrete benches. It may be rudimentary and small scale, but this UN-funded project is making a huge difference to some 20 traders who regularly sell fish here. Adior Garang has been a seller for 6 years.
This market has helped me in many ways. First of all, I used to sell in an open place where there is no shed, and the place, the ground was also very unclean. But now when it was constructed, I'm able to sell in a very clean place with a shed. The only challenge I face now is the store where I can lock in my fish and my money.
And she's making more money. Since the market opened in May last year, Adior Garang has regularly been earning up to 500 South Sudanese pounds a day. That's around $3.50, compared to £150 before the structure was built. Bor has become one of the most important centres for fish trading in the region. Dozens of small tributaries which feed into the Nile River provide abundant supplies of perch and tilapia in particular. The fish is brought into Bor in canoes by fishermen and then sold on to the women traders. The women's profit is around £30 or around 20 cents a fish. In Bor, it's not just the sellers who are happy with the new facilities. Buyers are equally enthusiastic. Nyanduk Biar has visited the market to buy tilapia.
It's very nice. Even I came here yesterday, I become very happy because this place is now very nice. It is not like the other time, there is bad. It is very clean now. We like a clean place. There is no sickness again. We cannot feel sickness again. If we came here, we get a clean place, no sickness again.
So this market has improved your life?
Yeah, it's very nice. Even I feel happy.
Increased violence on the main feeder roads to Bor has meant that the availability of food has worsened and prices have skyrocketed. Ongoing communal fighting and pervasive insecurity has disrupted trade and further damaged the economy. The availability of fresh fish is helping to make up for the lack of other basic commodities. Meanwhile, in Bor, there are still almost 2,000 internally displaced people, or IDPs, living in a Protection of Civilian Site, or POC. They're under the protection of the UN mission in South Sudan, UNMISS. The head of the UNMISS field office in Bor, Deborah Shine, said the market, which the mission funded to the tune of $50,000, is helping to bring once rival communities together.
Some of our IDPs are now moving out of our POC, and they go to the market in town, and they feel safe, and they walk around. And when people are buying and selling, business is the great common denominator, and the relationships are growing. Anything that brings communities together is of great benefit for everybody.
The plentiful stocks mean that fish will continue to be a central part of life in Bor. They'll continue to provide sustenance, but also build trust between people in a country racked by conflict. Daniel Dickinson on the banks of the White Nile in Bor, South Sudan.